Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries. What you're about to listen to is an episode of The Next Step with Father Vazquez. We produce these shows every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, the disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course the neophyte, those who are searching for truths in ancient orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week, free of charge, either as a podcast on Apple iTunes or on the internet at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Whether you're listening on CD, over the internet, or on your MP3 player, we invite you to sit back, turn up the volume, and get ready to take the next step.
Welcome to The Next Step. Hey, this is Father Vazquez welcoming you to The Next Step, a podcast dedicated to looking at life, inspecting the very fabric of our being, and doing it all through the lens of ancient Armenian Orthodoxy. Yes, are you enjoying this? I feel like burning out my air guitar, doesn't it? Anyway, The Next Step is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission, and is brought to you exclusively by the good folks at the Apostles Net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. So if you're ready, let's take the next step. How cool is that? If you're running with us, if you're walking with us, whatever step you're taking, side step, front steps, I don't think back steps are allowed on our program. But whatever you're doing, I'm so glad you're here today. We've got a great podcast for you. And how was that beginning? That is our new theme song. That is the official Next Step theme song. One day I'll tell you about what we had in the past, but we're not looking back, are we? We're looking forward. This new theme song has been prepared and performed by my son, Badujan, and I thank him for that. It kind of takes us into a different direction, doesn't it? It's got a few guitar licks that are just electrifying. It's got a nice rhythm to it. It's got some joy to it. And that's what our podcasts are about, right? Electrifying? Yeah. Remember some of those things that we talk about over there? They are electrifying. They've got rhythm because we are in sync, aren't we? Not with just ourselves, but sometimes we even connect and are sync with the rest of just humanity and universe. Oh, I'm off on it today, aren't I? And of course, it is a time to really take some steps, maybe challenge ourselves to move forward. Sometimes we get stuck in little things that really don't matter in the grand scheme of things. We all do that, right? We get overwhelmed by the little stuff, and we need to put one foot in front of the other. So whatever your level of stepping is, whether you're sidestepping, forward moving, fast stepping, slow stepping, hop skipping, jump stepping, whatever you're doing, we're just glad you're here. We've got a great podcast for you. We've got Ani coming in with her bubbles. We're going to be talking about some serious issues that are taking place. But more than that, we're going to be talking about some metaphysical. Oh, there is the warning bell. Yes, Father Vazquez is going to talk about metaphysical issues and things. Well, actually, I don't know how metaphysical it's going to be. It's all in the eye of the beholder or the ear of the beholder at this point, isn't it? We are going to be talking about what happened in this world, particularly with the death of Michael Jackson, how information was processed, and about ourselves as human beings, as spiritual beings. How does our spirit evolve? What are the tools that we use to make our spirit come alive and be in connection with something greater than ourselves? We're going to be talking about all of that today in today's podcast. I'm going to kick it off with a song that I hope you enjoy. And in fact, I'm going to give you a new version of that song. Later, I'm going to talk to you about something very special that happened. And of course, we'll connect it all together. Here's Sari Simonyara. Sare Sirun Yar. That's an old traditional folk melody, Armenian folk melody, and actually that it was performed recently on a new album that just came out by Element, by the band Element. Vocals on that track were Karni Hadidian, and the arrangements and produced by Ara Dabanjan. Just brand new release, and we're happy to be able to play it over here because we saw them just recently at Levitt Pavilion out in Pasadena. What a show! You guys rocked that night, and it was fantastic. Susie, our producer, cannot stop talking about how exciting that was. So thanks, Susie, for arranging that today. But I'd like to share with you something that happened just a couple weeks ago when my friend Hirach sent me this video clip, a YouTube clip, and we'll see about getting that posted up on our website, a link to it. But what's interesting about it, it's taken in Iran, and it is this same song, Sare Sirun Yar, which is a traditional Armenian song, and it is being used by the Iranian people as part of the campaign for Mousavi. And, of course, with words, changed words. I assume it's in Farsi. And we're going to talk a little bit about the power of those words and the power of these melodies. Listen to this.
سر اومد زمستون شکفت بهارون گل سرخ خورشید باز اومد و شب شد گریزون
گل سرخ خورشید باز اومد و شب شد گریزون
کوها لاله زارن لاله ها بیدارن آفتابو میکارم
تو کوها دارن گل 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 آفتابو میکارم توی کوهستون دلش میداره
Okay, well, you get the idea. I mean, we're talking about some music which is being used to touch the most primitive emotions that people have, their quest for freedom, right? I mean, you think about that. Here in the United States, we're celebrating the 4th of July this weekend. All of the thoughts are about freedom. I mean, forget about all these 4th of July mattress sales and stuff like that. I mean, the real issue is one of freedom. And when you talk about something as basic as your inalienable right to that freedom, which the framers of American Constitution have said so beautifully and eloquently, I mean, what means do you use to plug in to get to that very bottom, that essence of what your feeling is all about? Now, what brings this all about? Let me give you a couple things that happened this week, which I think drives the point home really sharply, and more importantly, ties in with what we're feeling collectively as a world community. Because an event took place, of course, last Thursday or Friday, when the world all of a sudden discovered the death of Michael Jackson. And, you know, you could take this very superficially, and I certainly heard many of those superficial comments. People saying, like, well, what's the big deal about it? He was just a singer, and, you know, there's people who die every day. Absolutely, there are people that die every day of different reasons. There are people who are murdered. There are people who die of starvation. And certainly we are well aware of the tragedies in the world. Michael Jackson died. The world stopped. I mean, whatever you think about the man or his music, you've got to admit something happened on that Friday. The world stopped. All of a sudden, nobody was talking. You couldn't find a news article about what was going on in Iran, what was happening in Korea, definitely nothing about what's going on in Darfur, but certainly the economic crisis, the general recession we're feeling and reverberating throughout the world. All of a sudden, for a few hours, people were consumed by this pop star. And what I'm saying to you is that when something happens at that level, doesn't matter what you feel about the person, about his beliefs, about his singing abilities, his character, whatever you want to do, you have to stop and say, hey, look, this is somebody who has impacted, affected people in large scale of people. I mean, from his music to his videos to his dancing to his lifestyle. I mean, many people were impacted, certainly to the point that, like I said, news stopped that day. And I want to share with you how I got the news of it, because that's also what we're going to be talking about. You know, I said some metaphysical kind of ideas, how information is coming to us. And well, bear with me for a few minutes, because on that Thursday, my sister texted me on my cell phone. It said, did you hear Michael Jackson died? And right away, I was on my computer anyway doing some work, and I opened up a website, and there it was. The first news item on the site was that Michael Jackson is critical and that one of the news agencies had pronounced him dead, but it was unconfirmed. I tabbed over to a Facebook, and a good friend of mine, a policeman with LAPD, he had texted that too bad Michael Jackson had passed away. And I wrote on there, is there any confirmation? And from somewhere else, somebody else had confirmed it. And then going on Twitter, all of a sudden you see a bunch of one-liners coming in, Michael Jackson dead, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. It was a little bit later that finally there was a confirmation from the Los Angeles Times. After all, he did pass away in Los Angeles, so the Los Angeles Times confirmed it, and then the rest of the normal, let's say normal, traditional media picked up the story. Now, I say all this because, as you can see from this story, and I know many of you who are actually podcast listeners, I mean, just the basic idea that you're listening to this as a podcast tells me that you've got some technological savvy, or at least are able to understand the power of the computer. I say all this because life has changed, and the manner in which we process information has changed. Basically, it's people through their Twitters, through their Facebook, through these one-line items that are being thrown around across the internet. These are the people that are now in charge of news. It no longer belongs to an elite group, but news is now accessible. And at an alarmingly fast rate, literally at the speed of light, which these electronic signals are moving across computers and networks, at the speed of light, the fastest speed known to us as humans, known or actually in physics, it is impossible to even go beyond the speed of light. So at this speed, information is being sent out. And information is being processed. I say, what does this have to do with an Armenian Orthodox podcast? Well, last Saturday was the feast of the finding of the remains of St. Gregory the Illuminator. When I was in Armenia a few months ago, I picked up a small little stone from Khorvirab. This is the pit in which St. Gregory the Illuminator spent 13 of his years. He was being punished for the crime of being a Christian. And during his imprisonment for 13 years, he was in this small little area, about the size of I would say maybe under a couple hundred square feet. That's even being generous, maybe 100 square feet at the most, tops. And he was in this area and he was being fed by a loyal Christian. And the king's sister, actually. And I only say that because the king was the one who had imprisoned St. Gregory the Illuminator. And I picked up this stone from that actual area, and I brought it with me to Glendale and placed it at the altar at the Youth Ministry Center. And so this last Saturday, with this feast of the finding of the remains of St. Gregory the Illuminator, I brought out that small little stone. And during the Divine Liturgy, during the Blessed Sacrament, I brought out that stone and presented it to the people. And very interestingly enough, the people came and venerated it. It was very interesting. We had lines of people that were coming and venerating this small stone that came from the area where St. Gregory was imprisoned. A small little stone was acting as a vehicle to define people's faith. People were not worshiping a stone, but they understood that in that stone there was something greater than just, you know, the minerals that make it up. So Sunday, in the Divine Liturgy, the lectionary reading for that day, for last Sunday, came from the Gospel of Matthew. And which story is it? It's the story about the people coming up to Jesus and asking for a sign. They wanted a sign. Like, it's not enough that you're doing all this stuff. It's not enough you're preaching about love, that love is important and love can conquer even evil. But we want a sign from you. And Jesus said to you, evil generation, there is no sign. I'm not going to prove anything because it was already proven. And the only sign that you need is the sign that was given to you by Jonah. Because, after all, he was in the belly of the whale. Yes, we all know that story. Did Cecil B. DeMille do something with that? Or somebody has done it along the way? Anyway, it's one of those big issues that people have. You know, the same people that debate how many angels are on the head of a pin will also debate the story of how the stomach acids didn't even touch Jonah. Or they'll talk about, like, the Old Testament story about the sun stopping and the cataclysmic reaction that the solar system being stopped for a few minutes, for a few hours, what cataclysmic events could have taken place. You know, mellow out, people! Take a breath. Jonah was in the stomach of a whale. It's a story. It reflects a greater truth about Jesus being in the belly of the earth and for 3 days and then resurrecting, coming out and conquering the ultimate evil, conquering even death. And so Jesus said, that's the sign that you're going to get. But you need to understand, there is something greater than Jonah. There is something greater here than even Jonah. Now, think about this. When we talk about these signs, when we talk about rocks and about the remains, and we talked about how information is being processed at lightning speed, something greater than Jonah is here. Something greater than the rock, than the minerals. That rock represents something. And so, too, when we heard the news about Michael Jackson, it wasn't so much about a person, but the impact or the strength of something as elementary as music having on a culture, on a people. Sare Sirunyar being able to be sung not only as an Armenian traditional folk melody and song, but Sare Sirunyar being an anthem for a group of people who are aspiring for justice, who are aspiring for freedom. And so Michael Jackson stands there as a symbol of music, just as a stone symbolized a place of a saint, or just as Jonah symbolized the resurrection of Jesus. Now, all this is tied together with the idea of symbolism. Now, that symbolism is very important, because in life, to understand things, we need to appeal to symbols. I mean, think about some of the most basic symbols that we have in our lives. As Christians, we wear crosses. I mean, today it's with the blings and with the popularity of the crosses, it's taken on different meanings. But the cross in itself, these two lines intersecting at the middle, has come to mean something so important as suffering and victory over that suffering. Because in that symbol, we've seen the crucifixion of Christ, we've seen the resurrection that follows every crucifixion. And so we wear a cross, we hold a cross, we look at a cross as a symbol. And throughout Armenian Orthodoxy, as well as throughout all of the Orthodox churches, you find the use of symbols to represent something else, something greater, something that we may not understand with our limited faculties, but is there. And so when we bring out a stone, like I told you the other day, it was remarkable. We brought out a stone that came from the stepping place of St. Gregory the Illuminator. And people, without being asked, this is what's interesting, without being asked, came forward and venerated it. In other words, people are inclined to touch something greater than themselves. Want that hero in their life. Want to know that there is something greater than Jonah here. You see, so when somebody like a Michael Jackson passes away, it's not about an individual. It's not about what his life was about or what his life meant. It's the phenomena that people are following, that he is able to stop the news. It's telling you that people, inherently, they are looking for something greater than themselves, greater than their life. Now, there's a lesson here, certainly, for church leadership. I know that's not the intent of this podcast, but it's there, isn't it? I mean, isn't there a wake-up call to church leadership to let them know that, hey, you know, look, you can't look at a Michael Jackson and just say, well, there's another singer. You've got to see a phenomena that is really attracting people, that is able to touch people at a very gutsy level. And so too for us that are involved in a ministry that wants to reach out, that wants to bring out a message, it's very important to realize that we need to use the tools that are available to us. And why not? This podcast is basically a tool to reach out and touch people that we otherwise may never have known. I mean, think about you and me. We know each other. We get together once a week. We've gotten to learn so much about each other from your comments to me and these podcasts to you. Yet, if it wasn't for the internet, if it wasn't for technology, you and I would have never met. We would have never had this opportunity to really build a relationship. Now we're going to take this one step even further, okay? Because when we talk about relationships, when we talk about technology, it's very important for us to understand that we are, like I said earlier, about the way that the Michael Jackson news spread. We are living in an age where things are just moving at lightning speeds. Did you know that the planet that we live on isn't just getting smaller and flatter? It's also, well, IBM had an ad. It says it's getting smarter. Here's an ad, IBM. This appeared in the Wired magazine just this last month. It said trillions of intelligent, connected objects are generating more information than at any other time in human history. More than 43,000 gigabytes of data per day. Trillions of intelligent, connected objects. Well, it's all those little processors inside of your computer, inside of your cell phone, inside of your little MP3 player. And they are being connected through Bluetooth, through wireless, through wires. Yes, they are being connected, and information is flowing and is moving around. No other time in human history has this much information been available to just about anybody and allowed to be processed in the manner in which we process. Let me read to you this ad. It's interesting. He says, think about the opportunity that comes with the ocean of data. We now have powerful computing models and advanced analytics that can make sense of all of that information, allowing us to optimize businesses to move beyond simple sense and response capabilities and toward prediction. In other words, once you can start predicting things, then you start dealing with human intelligence, right? Because you and I take a lot of the information that is given to us and we process it. And so that's why you know that when you see a stove, you've already processed that information to know that it's hot and you don't get close to it. Your brain does that. And that's where we are right now. Okay, I gave you a lot of stuff. Now I'm going to bring this to a head with the miracle that is, well, it's between your ears. Listen.
Ջուր արդեն փոխակերպվեց, ազնվացավ, գինի դարձավ. Խոսքն արդեն հիմնավորվեց, ապացուցվեց ու գործ դարձավ. Մինչև այդ պահն անպատասխան հարցեր երկար շարան-շարան արագ գտան պատասխաններ վերջնական. Ու կիսախավար մեզ ինչքան դեռ պիտի ճնշես, երկաթե գրկում սեղմես, խեղդես, պահես. Բայց աչքն աստվածային այսօր էլ այցելեց, ինձ ազատեց ու հաջորդին պատրաստվեց. Չորացած ձեռքը բուժվեց, կենթանացավ, բռունցք դարձավ. 5000 հոգի կերակրվեց, 5 հացով, 2 ձկով. Մինչև այդ պահն անպատասխան հարցեր երկար շարան-շարան արագ գտան պատասխաններ վերջնական. Ու կիսախավար մեզ ինչքան դեռ պիտի ճնշես, երկաթե գրկում խեղդես, սեղմես, պահես. Բայց աչքն աստվածային այսօր էլ այցելեց, ինձ ազատեց ու հաջորդին պատրաստվեց. Thank you. kisa khavar mez inch kander piti chinshes Երկաթե գրկում սեղ մեզ խեղթես, պահես, բայց հրաշքն աստվածային այսօր էլ այցելեց, ինձ ազատեց ու հաջորդին պատրաստվեց, ո, կիսախավար մեզ ինչքան դեռ պիտի չնշես, Երկաթե գրկում սեղ մեզ խեղթես, պահես, բայց հրաշքն աստվածային այսօր էլ այցելեց, ինձ ազատեց ու հաջորդին պատրաստվեց.
Of course, the unmistakable sound of Gor Mkhitaryan singing Miracles from his Spirit album. And I said miracles are between your head. Yes, the miracle is all around you, because think about it. Everything we've talked about these supercomputers, about putting it all together, it all comes together in your head. And that is a gift that has been given to you by God. Do you understand how powerful the human brain is? That when IBM starts talking about trillions of little resistors talking to each other and transformers and just passing along information, you've been doing this all along. Since the moment you've been created, you've been doing this. Your brain is this incredible functioning tool that is sending signals, that is processing information. And yes, billions, trillions of information, little bits are coming into your brain that have been coming since the time that your senses were activated until today. And everybody on this planet is uniquely created to experience different senses in different ways. And so you've got all of these brains being created by a master brain, right? And that is the ultimate miracle of miracles. I mean, when you look at a Michael Jackson and you watch him dancing and his simulation of a moonwalk, what it would be like to dance across the moonscape. I mean, there is the brain sending out signals to the feet. And more than anything else, there's the brain at the height of creativity, in its God form, to be able to create the art and the essence that we come to enjoy. And so there you've got one example. You look at a Michael Jackson, it's very easy to look at negativity. It's very easy to look at his life and say that, oh, this man did this or that, and he had all of these flaws in his life, and what man doesn't have those flaws? But are we able to look at a life and say, here is a life that stopped the world for a few minutes as it focused in on his past? And in the same way, when you look at the life of St. Gregory the Illuminator, being in that pit, what is the real miracle? Is it the miracle that he lived there for 13 years and he came out? Or the miracle that his love was so powerful for his God, that his devotion to his principles, to what was really true in his life, what really mattered, was so intense that even death could not conquer it? And so we come to the story of Jesus, where he says that you can look over at Jonah. You can look at any story you want. But remember, there's something greater than Jonah here. And that is probably the most intense message that comes across to any one of us. That there is something greater in our lives that needs our attention. Today and every day. It's not a question of being able to sit in front of a computer or a Twitter dialogue box or a Facebook page and say that, oh, this is technology and I'm being part of some big system. It's the idea that you can be a part of that system, that you have it inside of you, that God has given you this brain that can communicate on a far superior level than any machine in front of you. And when you see artists that pass away in front of you, it's time to reflect on how that artist used that God-given talent to bring entertainment, to bring happiness to other people. And when you look at a person like St. Gregory the Illuminator, it's to look at him and say that, why is this man a saint? Because he was able to stand up to the challenges in his life. And of course, when you look at Jesus, it's to be able to look at him and say, the greater thing than life itself is manifested in him. That love, it is incarnated. That love takes flesh. And in all that he does, that love shines through. Well, we left our Ani's bubbles to the end of today's podcast, and I think you'll see why. Here she is.
The House of a Thousand Mirrors, a Japanese folktale from Chris P. Cash. Long ago, in a small, faraway village, there was a place known as the House of a Thousand Mirrors. A small, happy little dog learned of this place and decided to visit. When he arrived, he bounced happily up the stairs of the doorway of the house. He looked through the doorway with his ears lifted high and his tail wagging as fast as it could. To his great surprise, he found himself staring at a thousand other happy little dogs with their tails wagging just as fast as his. He smiled a great smile and was answered with a thousand great smiles, just as warm and friendly. As he left the house, he thought to himself, "This is a wonderful place. I will come back and visit it often." In this same village, another little dog, who was not quite as happy as the first one, decided to visit the house. He slowly climbed the stairs and hung his head low as he looked into the door. When he saw the thousand unfriendly dogs staring back at him, he growled and was horrified to see a thousand little dogs growling back at him. As he left, he thought to himself, "That is a horrible place, and I will never go back there again." All the faces in the world are mirrors. What kind of reflections do you see in the faces of the people you meet? This has been today's spiritual bubble. May it float on the wind to heaven.
How appropriate is that when you talk about faces being mirrors? All faces are mirrors. And yes, absolutely. How you react to other people, how you interact, how you face them really defines not only you, it defines your life, how you're going to perceive that life, how you're going to enjoy that life. That was a beautiful one. I love that story. Thank you, Ani, for doing that. And I hope that these bubbles do exactly that. One of my favorite things is to sit around and blow those little soap bubbles. Have you ever done that? I mean, I'm not talking about the pipe one, you know, because the pipe one, when you blow those, they don't fly up. They just become this ugly mess, and they just slop down on you. But I'm talking about the soap bubbles that you take that little wand and you place it inside of the soap, and then you blow through the little wand. And all of a sudden, you've got these bubbles going up. And some of them go up to heaven, some of them come back down, some of them pop right in your face. Well, you know, these spiritual bubbles are exactly the same. They follow that metaphor. You know, it's this little story that's being blown to us. And it's given us this opportunity to really look. Some of them click, you know. Some of them pop right in front of our face. And others just lead us, take us straight up to heaven. So I really appreciate these stories, and I hope you do too, because each one of them is really a reflection in a sense, just like the story, right? A reflection of our lives. How we look at these stories also reflects back to us what our life is all about. Hey, we're at the end of this podcast today, and I want to just thank you again for joining us. You know, here in America, we're celebrating the birthday of our country. And I want to end today's podcast by a very special wish for the country that has been so kind to at least my people. I know that after the genocide of the Armenian people, so many Armenians were thrown out into a diaspora. In other words, a diaspora was created, really, and after that genocide, and many people came to America, not only back then, but throughout the years. And America has been this country that has opened its arms to not only the us, but to immigrant population. I think that many times when we look at America, it's easy to find faults. It still is just a fantastic country. The idea that it's based on a revolution for independence, must make each and every one of us wonder really what our role is in continuing that independence and keeping that freedom. You know, we talked about symbols today, and we talked about so many ways that we connect to something really higher. I think there's some great symbolism in the entire idea of America, the idea of freedom. You know, this whole Declaration of Independence or the United States Constitution, there is really a holiness to it. Listen to the words: when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, these are some very special words that have not only moved the framers of the Constitution, but have moved people to really take on a new challenge, to be able to push themselves to fight for that freedom, to live for that freedom, to really enjoy that freedom. And when I say fight, it's not about just killing people or defending that. That's a very big part of it. Yes, you have to defend what has been something that is sacred, but at the same time, fighting for that with the power that God has given us. In other words, to resist the evil of apathy, to resist the evil that tells you that it is okay to give away those freedoms. Those are the dangers that we have to fight. It's not people coming over and taking them away. It's the apathy that's really inside of us. It's us not appreciating that freedom that we have. And so it's with that that I wish America a very happy birthday, and know that I have to be a part of that process to make sure that that freedom continues to be something that can be enjoyed. So just a little plug for the country in which I live, and God bless you wherever you're listening from, because, you know, in the end, it's all of us being able to take that very special breath that tells us that we are alive, that tells us we are children of God. That's what matters the most. Today, a little special happy birthday wish to the place that I live in. Well, before signing off, I just want to take this opportunity to remind you all of the fantastic ways that you could connect with us. Of course, now we're on Twitter, Facebook, but remember our website, inhisshoes.org, where you could find information about all of our projects, find the links that we have, find especially links to our blogs, because we have regular blogs, regular information throughout the week about what's going on and how Armenian Orthodoxy, Armadoxy, becomes so special in your life and gives you like a little bit of an edge on how to see the world and enjoy the love that God has placed inside of your heart. InHisShoes.org. And of course, epostle.net is the place where you could find not only this podcast, but every other podcast that we've put together. Drop us a line at feedback@epostle.net. And of course, your generous donations are always welcome to help us move this podcast forward, move our ministry forward. We got a lot of stuff going on. I ask for your prayers. more than anything else. Hey, I want to welcome back Gabriel and his group. They're back. Check them out at stopgenocidenow.org. And if you haven't by now checked out their feeds that have been coming in from the Chad Desert, from the Darfuri refugee camps, please, stopgenocidenow.org. Get on there and check out their videos. They've been uploading videos from an impossible place, right in the middle of that Chad Desert, but you've got to see it, and you've got to see the messages that are being sent out from that desert. It's a message of peace, hope, and justice. So make sure you check out all of the good stuff that Gabriel and his group have been putting up there. And, you know, you could drop us some feedback. I did tell you that. But don't forget our feedback line. We always love to hear from you. In fact, if you can drop us some voice messages, we'll be happy to place it right up here on this podcast. You can call us in the United States at 626 area code 275-AMEN. And if you'd like to do it in Armenian, it's 275-AMEN. In the 626 area code. Well, for all the wonderful people who put this podcast together, for Susie, our producer, for Ken up in the booth, struggling with this dying microphone today, too. Thank you, Ken, for at least getting this sound good. So I appreciate that. And of course, with Ani with her bubbles, and thank you very much, Vodajan, for this great, great music. We're going to get a lot of use out of that. This is Father Voskin, inviting you to join us again next week when we will take the next step.
We trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of The Next Step, as well as all previous episodes, are available for downloading at epostle.net or at Apple's iTunes Store. To write to us with comments or questions, please direct your message to feedback@epostle.net. Your kind prayers and donations ensure the continuity of these quality broadcasts. For the production crew and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, looking forward to taking the next step with you again next week.